Well, happy Christmas, everyone. Yes, the big day is finally here. We have our decorations up here in the Heward house, as you can see. I've got my Christmas jumper on, and if we're going to pretend I'm speaking to you live, my turkey is in the oven and my house is smelling great. The reality is I filmed this a few days earlier, so the turkey is yet to arrive, so fingers crossed, Marks and Spencers are good to their word, and you can see it's actually it's only actually the afternoon, but it's dark already. So here I am, speaking to you on Christmas morning, but being filmed a few days earlier. We are celebrating Christmas Day today. We are celebrating Christ's arrival in the form of a baby. Jesus, Emmanuel, God is with us. For some of you, you may be feeling like this is pretty much like every other Christmas Day that you've had in the past. And for others of you, this might be a very different Christmas Day to the one you are used to. For me, this is very different because for the past 16 years, I have spent Christmas Day in a Salvation Army building, being around people. Since we opened Copper Beach Hub in Bramley, we have opened our doors every Christmas morning for a late breakfast where we share some yummy food, we play games and do crafts together, and simply just be with one another. So to be here at home is very different. In the past few days, I have been able to share with people on their doorsteps as I've dropped off cards and gifts. And for many this year, in the words of one lady that I spoke to, 2020 has been like walking or ploughing your way slowly through treacle. For some, 2020 has been one long, hard slog. And so it's important to stop and to reflect at Christmas time. Every year during Advent, as Christians, we reflect on the words hope, peace, joy and love. And in fact, on Copper Beach Hub, even though our building hasn't been open to the public, those four words are displayed in a window display at the front of the hub. And when Peter put me on the rota to speak to you today, before I thought of a Bible reading, I really felt that God put two words on my heart to share with you today. And those two words are hope and joy. For me, Christmas morning is all about hope being fulfilled in Jesus coming to earth, which brings great joy. And that brings joy to the characters in the Nativity, but it also brings great joy for each one of us living in 2020. I have picked three Bible passages for us to look at to help us look at joy and hope. We're going to look at Isaiah 9 verses 2, Isaiah 9 verses 6 and 7, and then looking at Luke 8-20, which is the passage on the shepherds and the angels. In the Isaiah passage, hope is promised through the coming of a Messiah. In Luke, that hope is being fulfilled through the birth of Jesus. And from that birth, which happens in a very unglamorous stable in quite tough conditions, joy overflows. The joy of Mary and Joseph, the joy of the angels, the joy of the shepherds, and the joy of those who heard that good news. And so we too can receive that same joy this Christmas. A hope promised. In the past few months, as I have been watching the news, I have found myself frequently reflecting on this word hope. According to Google, hope is an expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen. As a world, we have been for the past 10 months living in hope. Living in hope that the scientists will be able to find and develop a vaccine for COVID. And what a wonderful day we had back on the 8th of December when we watched Margaret Keenan and many others receive their vaccinations. The images on the news that day filled me with hope, and it was wonderful to see that first vaccination was not given to a politician or a member of the royal family, but to a very ordinary lady. No one famous, just someone like you and me. That gave me real hope. It gave me hope that soon we will all have a chance to have that vaccine, to be invited to have that miracle shot in our arm. And it gives us hope that we soon will be able to return to life as we know it, and also to be together again. 2,000 years ago, the people of Israel were a people of hope, a people of waiting. Waiting with an expectation and a desire for the promised Messiah to come and save them, a promised Messiah. Christ was hoped for, and his birth and his time on earth brought hope. 700 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah wrote about a promised Messiah. The Jewish people longed to be saved. They wanted their land that God had given them to be restored, for their time in exile to be over. And in the time that Isaiah prophesied about the Messiah, Israel were living in a time of darkness. They had no power, no land, and for some of them, perhaps, no hope. And it's in this context that Isaiah declares this. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. This is a verse of hope. It's a promised hope of something that is to come. And a few verses later, Isaiah says this. For unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. On the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, upholding it and establishing it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. This is the foretelling of Jesus' arrival. This is the foretelling of a king, a Messiah, a Prince of Peace who was coming. He was going to come and save God's people, and he was going to reign over David's kingdom. This is a passage of promised hope. What an amazing promise God had given his people. He was telling them that the way they were currently living their life and experience in life wasn't always going to be this way. He was promising to save them, and he was promising them justice and a kingdom that would have no end. And so God's people waited and waited for their promised saviour. And then one night in a stable on the outskirts of Bethlehem, that promise came into being. Hope was fulfilled. The Christ, the Messiah, was incarnate. God himself took on the form of a baby and was born into very humble circumstances. God came down not as a politician, not as a powerful king, but he came down to earth in the form of a small, helpless baby and became just like us, born into a very normal family. John's gospel account does not tell the nativity story, but in his prologue to his gospel, John says the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The Message paraphrase puts verse 14 like this: the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighbourhood. I love that image. God taking on the form of a human being, being born just like we are, and then came into earth and lived in poverty. The Word, who brought creation into being, became flesh and blood and moved into the neighbourhood just like us. This event of the incarnation of Christ didn't go unnoticed. At that very moment, the heavens opened and the angels sang. In our reading from Luke 2, we read the story of the shepherds and the angels. We read about the praise and the joy of the angels that night, a heavenly host filling the whole sky, which led the shepherds to leave their post, which they would have got in trouble for doing so, but did anyway. They left their hillside and they rushed into Bethlehem in search of the baby the angels had told them about. The Bible tells us that they hurried off. They couldn't wait. They couldn't wait to go and see for themselves what they had been told. The joy of the angels was infectious, so much so that everything changed in that moment for the shepherds and they had to go and see for themselves. The shepherds were not the most highly thought of in their community. In fact, they were the lowest in their society. And as they ran down that hillside, they did run the risk of being turned away when they got to the baby. They ran the risk of losing their sheep to the creatures of the night. They ran the risk of not being believed when they spread word. But we know none of that happened. Mary and Joseph welcomed them in as they gathered around the manger and they worshipped the Messiah. Having seen Jesus, they spread word concerning what they had been told about the child and what they had seen for themselves. Interestingly, people didn't reject the account of a few smelly, uneducated shepherds as they told them what they had seen. People saw the joy on their faces and they listened. And the Bible tells us all who heard were amazed. From hope being fulfilled, joy emerges. Joy naturally bubbles out and over at Christmas. We only have to look at some of the words in our favourite Christmas carols to see that. The joy of the angels was infectious to the shepherds, and the shepherds' joy was infectious to those they told about the special baby. After they had visited, having gone and told all they could find, the shepherds returned back home, back to their work, back to their lives. And the Bible tells us they did so, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard. I wonder how infectious our joy is of the good news that we receive this Christmas and every Christmas. The leader of the Salvation Army in the United Kingdom, Commissioner Anthony Cottrell, says this: joy is at the heart of Christmas because real joy comes from the presence of Christ. This gift beyond words, his presence in the world, and now his presence within us. The carol tells us, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. I want to leave you this Christmas morning with one final Bible verse, and it's taken from Romans 15 and it's verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray that you on this Christmas morning, despite what circumstances you find yourself in, are filled with hope by the power of the Spirit, and you are filled with joy. May we be people this Christmas who can rise above our circumstance and worship God in the full joy he offers to each one of us through Christ. Happy Christmas, everyone.